In the state of Wisconsin, for a person to be evicted, a landlord must follow a specific legal process that ends with a judgment in small claims court. Last year, there were over 12,000 evictions in Milwaukee County, up 6% in the last 2 years. That's kept April Hartman, a housing attorney with Legal Action of Wisconsin, very busy.
I've been in court every afternoon except for, I think, maybe one for the last 2 weeks. We're constantly swamped. The need is unbelievable.
The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department has the daunting task of physically moving those who've been evicted out of the property. It sees the effects of a down economy firsthand. Detective Eric Warden says the real increase is in the number of orders for evictions due to foreclosure.
The total amount of foreclosures we've had so far this year is 511. And just going back a couple years, we had 158 in 05 and 150 some in 06, and this year we're at 500 already.
Warden says Milwaukee County has two full-time deputies and a moving company solely dedicated to carrying out evictions all year long, with the exception of some holidays.
Not on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but otherwise it's pretty much Monday through Friday throughout the year, and that's the only way we can keep up with the amount of eviction papers we get in.
Milwaukee's over 12,000 evictions last year represents nearly half of all evictions in Wisconsin. According to the state circuit court system, evictions are up in 8 of 10 judicial districts across the state. Only north central Wisconsin and far southeast Wisconsin saw a slight decrease in evictions. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.